Caton and McGarrigle, Jacques Gilles off of Matapedia. Before that, we had the Carolina Chocolate Drops doing Leaving Eden by on the CD of the same name. Then the Tom Russell Band doing U.S. Steel off of Road to Buy 'Em On. And we started the set off with Bruce Springsteen doing Youngstown off of The Ghost of Tom Joad. I'm going to give you a quick PSA, then we're going to play one last song, and then it'll be time for Zombo. Yes, live and in person. Here we go. Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the Floss. That's right, dance like a dad with your kids. Learn more at fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and WRCT. We're going to close out with Woody Guthrie doing the 1913 Massacre. Well, that wasn't it. That was Joe Hill. We already played that.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claim, risking their lives, so it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thug stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
plays them sweet and he plays them hot. Spins them round, gives it all he's got. He's a real cool, he's a jockey man. He plays them old and he plays them new. He'll play most anything for you. He's a real cool, he's a jockey man. Now listen in any time you can. Hear him yak to his music band. Get your kicks when he talks that jive. Really sends you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
Answer about anything you'll ask. you get.
It's what you get.
What you see.
What you see.
It's what you get.
It's what you get.
I said what you see. It's what you get. Now baby.
It's what you get.
I got a real love.
Gonna get it.
I got a real love.
directly into your brain. It's me. Hey, Zombo, right here in your brain. So excited I got to see Kenny Joe today. I was goofing around with so many other things. And if you're just joining me now, good, because I'm just getting started. That was Black Midi from their new release, doing, of course, King Crimson's 21st Century Schizoid Man. And then before that, we heard the Dramatics. What you see is what you get. And we started off with brand new from Miss Georgia Peach, Do You Know What Love Is. So, wow, what a weird, like, boom, 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 right, three right off the bat. You know, we had like a little bit of rockabilly thing, then we had a soul thing, then we had a prog rock thing. I'm done for the day. I'm out of here. I'm back. All right, you listen to me. I'm here till like 1 o'clock today, and I'm just super excited that Kenny Joe is in the studio before me. Always a pleasure. It's like getting the old gang back together. And no theme today, no nothing. No nothing. Just going to play all kinds of cool stuff. I have been, once again, still playing catch-up from 2 years ago. And henceforth, no other condiment jokes coming in after that. And yeah, it's all music I've been collecting for the past couple years. I'm just catching up on everything. And wow. Kenny Joe's back. I knew I turned the radio on. I heard Paul Robeson singing Joe Hill. I was like, hey, Kenny Joe, man. That's got to be Kenny Joe. So that was pretty awesome. Let's see what else is happening. What's going on this weekend? Nah, nothing. Nothing. Just going to hang out. That's great. Nothing going on. Going to relax my fur all weekend. Fabuloso. All right. I got brand new Messer Chups album. Brand new Messer Chups album called Visiting Skeletons in the Closet. Play a track for me right away. Let's get some of this nonsense out of the way here, too. Okay, first, let's do this. This year, thousands of adults will finish their high school diplomas. None of them will do it alone. That's right. So make sure and help your older people cheat and get their diplomas. That's right. These adults, they didn't make it the first time. So just make sure you can, you know, pass some notes, write the answers of their tests inside of their sleeves of their shirts, and you're good to go. But if you're thinking about finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Thousands of free centers across the country are waiting to help you cheat and pass your high school equivalency test and finish your diploma. A classic GED. Good enough, dude. And the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. GED. Take that first step towards graduation. Free adult education classes near you. Finish your diploma. No one gets a diploma alone. Wow. No one gets a diploma alone. Is that right? I don't know about that. I don't know about it. Let me clean up some of that. I'm also known as the studio cleanup guy, too. So, we don't need that anymore. That was from Massive Music Weekend from 6 months ago. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 70% of people over age 65 are turned some long care. Long care. That's frightening. Long care services at their life. Oh, my God. That's depressing. Health insurance does not cover these long-term care things. So that's one thing I got to understand about this whole saving your money for a rainy day. That line alone, you're 65, you're going to need some long-term health care, and health insurance typically does not cover long-term health care. So why are you saving your money? Why to give it to somebody for taking care of you later on? That doesn't sound like a good use of moolah. You spend your money, you got it now. You got to spend it in the now. Here's the difference. Okay, say you save I saved up $250,000. Then you get really sick. How much is that doctor bill? Oh, that's $300,000. I'm $50,000 in debt. Whereas, you can't afford to pay it, but if you blow all your money and you have a really good time, chances are you won't get that sick because you're happy and you're not working that much. But you get that bill for $300,000 and you got like maybe, I don't know, $45. It's like, that's all I got. And then, you know, what's the difference of being $50,000 in debt and, you know, $290,650 donuts in debt? There's no difference. Spend your money wisely. Spend it on yourself now. Partay saving your money for retirement. Well, yeah, that's the biggest joke ever. There's two big jokes played on the American population. First is that we can't afford health care. That's the first hilarious joke. And people believe that. We can't afford that. That's hilarious. All the reason why we don't have healthcare is to keep people in dumb jobs. If you didn't have, I said, I'm at this job, I got kids, and I got to have health care. If you had free health care, would you be doing your job now? Chances are, no. You'd probably be starting your own business and doing your own thing and being a big wheel. But instead, you're a chump because you got to get that health insurance. They got you there. The other trick is saving all your money. You work really hard. You work really hard. I hear this story a lot. You know, I saved up all this money and then I got sick. And then what happened to your money? Saving your money for a rainy day. You want to spend it while it's sunny. Go to the beach. Hang out. Go for a walk. Do something cool. Travel. It's sunny outside. Who wants to save up money for a rainy day? I don't need money for a rainy day. What are you going to do? You stay inside in a rainy day, and you just kind of like catch up on a nap. That's all you do on a rainy day. You don't need to spend money. So advice from Zombo, cash out your 401k and travel and party and do what you like to do with your money. Save it for a rainy day. Ugh. Second biggest joke ever to be played on the American population. Rainy day and health insurance. There you go. You don't find those nuggets of wisdom in any of these PSAs, will you? And that's why I always say this too. The mafia got out of drugs and prostitution and they got into health care. It's just like, hey, you got a good body there. Hate to see if something bad happens to it. Maybe you better pay me some money. And then it just doesn't happen to be enough money. Most health care programs don't handle that. Yay. All right, let's get into some music. What do you say? I know what you say. You say, let's get into some music. So what we're going to do? Get into some music. New for Messer Chups. This is Boom Bada, an older tune redone by Messer Chups from the new album. And you know you're listening to Zombo right here. Directly in your very sick mind.
Georgia beach is fair, Kentucky beyond the shook up with a pretty thing from Asheville. I loved her more alive than I told her so. She took it between her fingers, nice and natural, and sucked it to the filter like a pro. So I gave her a ringer from her paw, I swiped her. She gave me a boy I'm happy to call mine. And he changed both schools and I did out of diapers in a red brick house in Central Carolina. Now the Georgia peach is fair, Kentucky beyond repair, and Alabama's grand state by the fan. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state.
Ah, most dangerous man in old country, Robbie Foulkes, with Cigarette State. None of that brand new from Master Chops, Bumbala, from the record, new record, Visiting Skeletons in the Closet. All right, I do respond to some requests, and I did get a request, I believe, from Robert, maybe? Yeah, Robert? From Flat Duo Jets and School Nut Zippers. So I'm going to actually start off with something pretty solid. This is a Flat Duo Jets actually ended up being like the real deal. They were a duo, drum, guitar, boom. They came out in the like late 80s. They came out in the 80s. And pretty much, I think, revolutionized roots music. You don't need a bass player. You don't need nothing. A guitar and a drummer. I mean, White Stripes took a hint from that. Black Keys took a hint from that. You know, like, so there. And there you go with that. Yeah, just some pointless trivia for you. Here's their version of Sing, Sing, Sing. You're listening to this show right here with you right there. I ain't got to tell you. Oh, by the way, hopefully, I don't know, they're going to start the new schedule pretty soon. They got my paws crossed that Zombo's Deep Archives will still be on the air. I do not know. It's a fun show. It is Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, so it's the day before today. But it's going way back. And plays some, actually, it's Deep Archives. It is shows, right now, airing shows from March of 2009. And it is fascinating. You just can't tell the difference. Can't tell the difference. Some dumb, same dumb accents, same ridiculous music, same yelling, same nothing. When am I going to grow up? When's that going to happen? I'm waiting. It ain't happening. I don't understand. Maybe if I had that job and had some health insurance and a 401k, perhaps I would be more of a responsible human being. But no, alas, it's the big giant baby. Sing, 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 Flat Duo Jets, by request.
stroll this dark, tree-laden path till midnight, till dawn. And I'll never, ever see past you. Only a World War II haze can know how lonely I am. And the moonlight and the river won't even look at me. I stroll this dark, tree-laden path till midnight, till dawn. And I'll never, ever see past you. Only a World War II hits to know how lonely I am. Yeah, and the moonlight and that river won't even look at me. I stroll this dark, tree-laden path till midnight, till dawn. And I'll never, ever see past you. Know how lonely I am. Well, in the moonlight, in the river, I won't even behold. I stroll this dark, dealing path to midnight till dawn. And I'll never, ever see past you.
the bellhop. Make a blow top with a bottle of Nell.
There you have the Squirrel Nut Zippers doing a tune by Fred Lane and the, was it the Monkey Bite? No, that time was Fred and Ron Pate's Debonairs. Amazing Fred Lane, Reverend Fred Lane. And that was I Talk to My Haircut. Squirrel Nut Zippers by request. I believe Robert wanted some Flat Duo Jets and Squirrel Nut Zippers. So I am always somewhat willing to take care of stuff. It is Kelvin's birthday, so please, everybody send Kelvin the card that will open up and put sprinkle confetti all over his house. He's good like that. So he wanted something about old age. I do not know how old Kelvin is. I believe he's in the three digits now. But this is a great tune by the Gardenias. What's the matter with me in your brain? Good tune about old. Yeah.
Suffering from an aching leg. Sweet arthritis gone to my head. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me. Shimmy like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me.
Man, I'm so stiff.
Sometimes I think I'm in the fourth dimension. Better put in for my old age pension. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe on me. Yes, I truly do.
Man, I'm so stiff. I sound like a walking junkyard when I walk. You know, more or less like the screeching dough. Man, I still feel bad.
Yeah.
Ah, yes! Some fantastic South American garage rock, Os Haxians, doing Dirty Old Man. Or is that from Spain? They're from Spain. Os Haxians, Dirty Old Man. And before that, What's the Matter with Me? Old Age is Catching Up with Me. A few tunes there for Kevin's 97th birthday. I'd like to wish him a happy 97th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Kelvin. 97 years young. I hate when they say it's young. 97 years young. 97 years young. He's old. Old dude. Speaking of old dude, saw this old dude in concert not too long ago. Not too bad. Gary Newman. Here's something from his new record. Intruder, Is This World Not Enough? You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. In your brain.
Thank you.
Oh, unbelievably serendipity. It happens serendipity. This. I play this electronic tune by Gary Newman, and these two nice ladies come knock on the door, and they say, hey, we're doing an electronic studio thing here at the Media Lab tonight. Can you promote this? How crazy is that? I'm playing electronic music. Two people come over, and they say, there's an electronic studio concert tonight. Works by Martin Baker, Blaine Black, Cody Rong, Cole Savitz, Vogel, and Harry Schneider. And it is 7:30 tonight. It's free. It's free. Hey, you lazy bums that don't have, like Kelvin, that are broke, who cashed out their 50110 or whatever he got. It is free tonight. It's in the iCreate Media Lab, which is A10A Hunt Library. So it's in the library, A10A Hunt Library, the iCreate Media Lab. It's free, open to the public, 7:30 tonight. So how about that? And I can still smell the mimeograph on this thing. They just start making one of these last-minute promotion things. See, I'm not the only person that does last-minute promotions. Man, I'd love the smell of fresh mimeo in the morning. So once again, so how strange is that? I play an electronical music thing, and there's an electronical music concert tonight, free, in A10A Hunt Library. Just follow the big throng of people. There's going to be a giant line there. It's going to be lots of fun. Speaking of electronic music, I have the pioneers of electronic music. And some people say, the pioneers of electronic music. You must be talking about Kraftwerk, or you must be talking about Tangerine Dream. I am talking about one of the first, and it's a two-person band, similar to Flat Duo Jets. One of the first electronic bands. And this is 1968 is when I want to play. And they were a two-person band, the drummer and Simeon. And the Simeon, this guy made his own electronical synthesizers just out of junk, telegraph keys, and needless to say, the Silver Apples. So fascinating story on the Silver Apples too. Read about them on Wikipedia. It's a movie in itself. The story behind the band, one of the first electronic bands responsible for a lot of the electronic dance and trance stuff that we so enjoy today. This is from their first record, You and I, the Silver Apples, 1968, in your brain.
You and I could talk together. You and I
There you go, some Silver Apples. Now, electronic music isn't all like hard to listen to, difficult stuff. There's some fun stuff. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan did country music on synthesizers in the 1960s and 70s. Actually, probably more like the 60s. They had a hit with Tennessee Birdwalk. They had a fascination with birds. This is Yellow-Bellied Sapsucker, Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. More electronic stuff.
Well, you can take all your lovebirds, stick them in a tree, and they'll look just like a lot of bullfinches to me. Now don't come on with them lovey-dovey words. Baby, that's strictly for the birds. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Well, now I feel like a red-headed woodpecker pecking at a cast-iron tree. Just a hopping and a packing and a banging my brains out. Nothing but misery. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. Now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what. Pecking at a cast iron tree. Just a hopping and a packing and a banging my brains out. Nothing but misery. You made me feel like a yellow-bellied sapsucker singing in a eucalyptus tree. And now I feel like a sap since you made a sucker out of me. Whoa, whoa. You made me feel like a wheel, like a real big deal. Then cut the door to your heart, slam shut. You made me feel like a you-know-what.
How about that? Little cheery electronical music thing there for you. That was Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan doing Yellow-Bellied Sapsucker. You know, I'm going to do one more electronic tune for you, just because the show is just like some free-balling, okay? And it's like one of these things, like I'm saying, some CMU students come knock on the door, and they say, hey, listen, can you tell folks that there's an electronic a concert tonight? And I'm like, yeah, I was just playing some electronic music myself. And it is 7:30 tonight. It is free. It's open to the public. It's in the iCreate Media. Or is that iCreate or I don't know. I can't read the ID8 Media Lab. Anyhow, oh, the ID8. Yeah. Anyhow, it's A10A Hunt Library. And that's right here on the CMU campus. It's free, open to the public. Electronic music studio concert tonight. Martin Baker, Blaine Black, Cody Rong, Cole Savitz Vogel, and Harry Schneider. And that is tonight, 7:30. So now I'm going to play one more. And the thing is, if they're listening, say, hey, he's promoting the show, but he's playing all this weird electronic stuff. Well, that's what you get when you ask me for a favor. You get my kind of favor, which is kind of like almost the opposite of getting a favor done. It's like a favor my way. So I'm going to end up with, so that's the cool thing. If anybody's listening going, well, let's just tune into the show to see if he's going to mention our electronic music thing. And then I'm playing this electronic music. Maybe go, hey, it might turn you on to some new electronic music. Or like most folks, it just goes in one ear, out the other. And then you just go back to listening to your little pigeonhole stuff or whatever you like. This is probably one of the most important bands in electronic music, in my opinion, The Residents. And from their album Stars and Hank Forever, their version of Jambalaya, Jambo, doing Jambalaya. Yeah. Yeah, I think something like that.
Last night as I lay dreaming, Joe.